Chapter 10, Finding Cyril Blaine. Lucille is talking, but not to Helen. She's asking questions to other players, giving answers, moving from one conversation to another.
Yes, they vanished from the game. Right. Can you ask around? Yes, it's important.
Lucille's talking to people in the game, but she's also calling people on Skype or on the phone. She always asks the same question.
Do you know of anybody who stopped playing the game suddenly, who just vanished?
So far, the answers have been negative, but there are rumours.
Yes, call me back. Love you too.
C'est Lucille qui a eu l'idée d'utiliser les historiques de connexion des personnages. Le log, cette petite fenêtre du jeu qui indiquait à Hélène sur combien d'arbres elle s'était cognée quand elle a commencé. Ils contiennent tout ce qu'un personnage a pu dire ou faire dans le jeu, et ils sont librement accessibles pour ceux qui savent les chercher. Lucius Dorin a cessé de bouger subitement vendredi soir. 40 minutes plus tard, Helen l'a trouvé, a éteint l'ordinateur et la partie a pris fin. L'historique ne leur a pas fourni la solution de l'énigme, mais il leur donne une piste à remonter, surtout si elles parviennent à comparer les éléments du jeu de Lucius avec ceux des autres évanouis au moment de leur disparition. Lucille is making another call when a message appears on Helen's screen.
Are you the girl who's looking to help her father? My brother's name is Cyril Blaine too, and he hasn't been on land for days. I tried calling his home, but he's not answering. Do you have access to his character?
Helen writes.
Maybe you can find clues.
Des indices, according to the online dictionary.
We should make a list of places, of enemies, of quests. I have the list for my father, and we can compare. Okay, I think I can get his password and the information. I'll text you as soon as I have it.
A ring. Another ring. Helen finally realizes that the phone is ringing in the house, not in the game. It's Glenn. He wants to know if she's okay. She says she is, and does not mention the game. She does not mention that he was supposed to come back earlier either, since she does not want him to remember what he promised. Then she hangs up and runs back to the computer. Slowly, they receive information from one player, then another. The American players have all woken up now. Helen finds that her father was a celebrity in the game, although most people only knew his character's name. She reads the information as it comes in and tries to find a connection between all the players, but they were in different places doing different quests at different times. Then she finds it. She recognizes the name first, the pumpkin badge. Her father has it. She saw it when she started the game. Another Cyril Blaine has it too. Then another, and another. They all have the badge. They all accomplished a mission for that pumpkin.
It's a tavern,
Lucille shouts when Helen tells her.
The Pumpkin Patch Tavern. You're right. They all went there.
Why did he go to a tavern?
Helen asks.
If you want to go on a quest, you go to a tavern to listen to rumours and to find companions.
We need to go there,
Helen says.
Can we go now?
It's in a different city. Give me 10 minutes. I'll find a way to transport us there. Stay where you are.
Helen renvoie l'information à tous ceux qui lui ont fait parvenir des historiques de parties dans les dernières dizaines de minutes. The Pumpkin Patch, la taverne du carré de citrouille. Quand elle a terminé, Lucille est encore en train de mener plusieurs conversations simultanées. Helen essaie de se détendre le dos. Il est plus de minuit. Ses doigts sont douloureux et sa gorge est sèche. Elle ne s'est jamais sentie si efficace.
Helen, are you there?
Lucille asks. Quand Helen reporte son attention sur l'écran, Thrones of the Kingdom l'absorbe de nouveau dans son monde. Elles n'ont pas bougé, mais la rue déserte dans laquelle Lucille et elle ont amené leurs avatars pour conduire leurs recherches au calme est maintenant envahie par une foule multicolore dans laquelle des elfes étincelants discutent avec des guerrières à crinière de lion, des hybrides, des monstres, des nains et des mages. Des étincelles pourpres et des auras de lumière éblouissantes baignent l'assemblée fantastique et témoigne de la puissance magique qu'elle concentre. They are the legendary heroes of the game, the players who know everything about this world, and they have come for her. The friends window on Helen's screen is filled with new and exotic names. Lucille introduces them.
Some of them know your dad. Some of them know me. They're all here to help.
Helen cannot speak. The emotion is simply too strong. She can just say,
thank you.